It's time once again for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to us by the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership by heading to their website, carolinachamber.org. It is Thursday and we're talking Chapel Hill. Mayor Pam Heminger out this week, so instead joining us, it is Ram Northam, who is the communications director for the town. Ram, welcome back to our airwaves. How's it going?
Thank you so much. Glad to be back. Thanks for having me, and certainly wish all the best for Mayor Heminger and Mayor Pro Tem Stegman, both of them out of the meeting last night. So we wish them both a speedy recovery. I know there's some viruses going around right now, so I hope they're feeling all
right. It sure seems like it's the time of the year where everybody's feeling a little sick, but we power through as we do. So you brought up the meeting. It seemed like it was one of those agendas where not a whole lot of things that maybe jump out to the casual town residents poking in, but some pretty important early budget discussions, especially coming on the heels of, it sounds like, a pretty intensive budget retreat by the town council. Can you share a little bit of what was discussed last night, as it's about that time where we kick into budget season?
That's right. So last night was the initial budget public forum, and there will be another one later on in the season. You can find everything about the budget at townofchapelhill.org/budget. First and foremost, it shows at the top there, you'll see the schedule of meetings that are coming up. So the initial budget forum is the official kickoff of budget season. The council's retreat is kind of that unofficial kickoff, and there was a lot discussed in that, or at the council retreat. And then the budget public forum, we did hear a great report from Laurie Policelli of the Visitors Bureau. It was nice of her to stop by and kind of talk about the rebound that we've been seeing in the community. Hotel rates are back up, and where the funds are going from visitors into our community. That was really helpful to see about that as well. The assistant director for business management, Matt Brinkley, gave an overview of what that budget discussion is going to look like, and what we'll be seeing, what the council will be seeing over these next couple work sessions, and then into the manager's recommended budget, which will be delivered in May. And so from that point, from May until mid-June, that's when the real brass tacks discussions will be taking place. There will be still time for public to comment in that period, but we hope that people will get involved early on in the process, beginning now. Go to townofchapelhill.org/budget, get to know a little bit about the process and when you can weigh in and share with the council. You can always email the town, either info@townofchapelhill.org or mayorandcouncil@townofchapelhill.org, and start to give your opinions on what you, the community, would like to see coming up in the budget this year.
Yeah, it seems like always around that May period heading into summer, the comments are, oh my gosh, we had no idea when we were supposed to do it. There is plenty of time to do so. And it does like this year in particular is an important one. I know that the town council members at their budget retreat were talking about maybe scaling out to a 5-year budget plan. Lots of talks about how many deferred costs there are. So it does feel like this is kind of an important budget cycle to make sure that your voice is heard.
That's right. And every year is the most important budget year,
right?
Of course. But yes, it is a big year. And that was a real, council members said it last night at the meeting, that the council retreat was a sobering conversation for where we stand right now. It's hard to come out of the pandemic, even though revenues still did better than forecast out of the pandemic. The council, or the town, really took a conservative route to make sure that we could take care of those core services during the pandemic. And now coming out on the other side of that, now we have to respond to what we did and what we need to do going forward, because that 5-year budget strategy was a discussion before the pandemic, and it was supposed to kick off right when the pandemic came, and then it just, that needed to not be a priority, and now it is that priority again. So I know the council's very interested and encouraged by getting back into that 5-year budget priority, so that at the end of 5 years, we'll be able to take care of some of those things that are really big priority, and then have a plan for some of those other things to take care of year 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 down the line. It doesn't mean in 5 years everything's good, cut and dry, we're good to go. It means that we'll have a plan for beyond that 5 years as well.
We're speaking with Rand Northam with the town of Chapel Hill. You can find, again, much more information about how to get involved, what the town is thinking about when it comes to these broader budget discussions by heading to townofchapelhill.org. Any other highlights from the meeting last night? I know one that we've already been talking about is the proclamation to honor Congressman Price.
Yeah, it was great to hear. I heard at the top of the hour talking about that. A proclamation last night as well was for Black History Month, and we heard from the BIPOC elected leaders in Orange County, showed a clip of that video as well. We hope that people will follow us on social media at Chapel Hill Gov across the different platforms. We're sharing stories this month about different areas of Chapel Hill and how they relate to Black history. Of course, the library is doing a lot of it. Community Arts and Culture, Parks and Recreation, we're sharing all kinds of different stories as it relates to Black History Month. So that was another proclamation that the council officially made last night at the meeting, too. And then you're right, the other items, they were about shaping our future, which is a very important process, but it was really more kind of policy-related and not as exciting, not a lot of decisions made last night, but important discussion to shape those decisions for the future. And that's a lot of what was discussed last night at that meeting.
And it sounds like there's a lot of that discussion that's happening throughout this week as well with public comment, right? There are a couple of plans. I know that the Connected Roads Plan, the Housing Choice Initiative, all of those discussions have some current public comment sessions that are out and about in the community right now, right?
Yeah, that's right. So those are some of the big topics that are being discussed in the community right now and getting a lot of attention. You mentioned it. Connected Roads Plan, Complete Community, of course, has been a big topic over the last year or so and continues on, and Housing Choice. And specifically Housing Choice, I want to mention, because on the agenda February 22nd, that's when Housing Choice came to council last time, which was the last January meeting. The next time that was going to come to the council agenda was February 22nd, which is next week. Council has decided that, at least as of right now, they will consider continuing that item to a May meeting. Now, what continuing means in local government jargon is moving it. It
right.
means no discussion, no action happening, moving it to that meeting in May. So we want to make sure people know about that, because you can still come out and comment on it. It's still on the agenda, and it would be a time that you could comment, especially on the not on the printed agenda item is probably when that was. But it's being pushed out further. I think people were thinking that action was going to happen on in that February 22nd meeting. That's not going to be the case. So now there's going to be more community open houses, neighborhood meetings, a council work session as well. And then the business meeting in May is when the council could consider taking action on that item if they've gotten all the answers that they want to right now. So there's more time that's going to be put in between than what was maybe originally planned.
And a reminder to folks, the Housing Choice Initiative is largely about that kind of single family zoning, whether to allow duplexes, triplexes in existing neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
That certainly, I think, got people's attention earlier in the year. And as you said, and as the council members said at that meeting, this was something where it is kind of a big change. It's not something that they would just vote on the very first time that it was being heard. And as you just laid out in that timeline, sounds like a lot of discussion is going to be happening before any sort of action is taken.
Yeah, and we shared a graphic on our social media channels that kind of outlines what's been done so far this year and before that even on this topic, and then what's going to be taking place. And then that also points to a website that shows the full schedule of what has happened, because there have been a lot of meetings about this and a lot of discussion, but that's not even close to being done yet. So we want to make sure that the community knows that there's still plenty of opportunity to weigh in on housing choice. And that's right, that's the rezoning potential from R1 to different zoning beyond that, which would include some of those gentle density housing opportunities.
And again, Town of Chapel Hill social media and their website, townofchapelhill.org, is going to have more information. If you're maybe just now hearing that or remember that discussion from January, you want to go check out kind of what those next steps are. We've got a few moments left with Rand Northam, who's the chief communication officer for the town. Any other kind of outstanding town projects or happening town projects projects that you want to update us on?
Well, I have to mention Town Talk, the podcast, of course. We've got our our second episode that's out with that out for that that I hope people will check out. It's with Shanika Weeks. She's our DEI officer, and I had a great conversation with her. She's got an incredible history, and I know she's just getting started here with the town. So I did want to mention that. But before I came over here, I had a really neat email exchange with a resident who said that they know that there's some new developments coming near their neighborhood along the 15501 corridor and wants to get involved, wants to know when there's opportunity to comment in. And I had an email exchange with them just to simply sign them up for some of our newsletters. We've got Town News, which is a weekly digest of all the news that we've sent from the previous week. But we've got Town Week as well, which comes out maybe Sunday or Monday, depending on what that calendar is for the week ahead. And that will alert you to public information meetings and council meetings and other opportunities to get involved and get information. And it was a really neat back and forth, and they ended up signing up for everything that I shared with them. And you can do that at townofchapelhill.org/signup. And that will point you to the information, hopefully give you a few days notice so you can go to those meetings and give your opinion, but also get that information that you need about what might be coming up in your neighborhood or just in the community on the whole.
Yeah, candidly, of course, we do our best to share all of the information that the town is sharing, but we're not going to catch everything. And if you want to get it directly from the source, that is a really good way to do so. And I mean, as Rand just mentioned, too, you're welcome to reach out and have a conversation with the folks in the town who are, you know, putting that kind of stuff together. So once again, townofchapelhill.org, the place to go to. And once again, Rand Northam, thanks as always for stopping by the studio and taking the time. It's great to have you back on the air.
It's great to be back. Thanks, Brighton.